Our reporter, David German, is live in Grantham Forest this morning. Probably been for a jog himself, just to, you know, get into the feel of it.
Yes, we're in Grantham, just outside the Guildhall. Two people here. One of us is smelly, tired and sweaty. The other is Tim Bridle, who's just run a 10K. How was it?
It was harder the second half. Just because it's really hot. I was burning up halfway through, but then there was about 3-4 minutes worth of waiting for traffic because it's busy now.
Okay, so you've done 1,830 miles so far, kilometres so far. You're halfway through this challenge.
Yeah, it's a really big moment for me. I mean, I was actually, I've made landmarks before, quarter and third of the way through, but I actually had butterflies about being halfway through last night, so it's brilliant.
How have you found the motivation to keep going, i.e. not just give up?
Some of it's also the feedback. There's a byproduct of the challenge, which has been I've had about 50 to 60 minutes of just me time, you know, just time for my own head and my own time. And I've got a family, which I love to bits, but it's nice, you know, just to have that time for yourself. And the other side of it is I can be quite stubborn, and I've said I'm going to do something, and it's actually really nice to be out. I mean, it's like now, I'm hot, yeah, I'm sweaty, but we've actually now got a breeze, and it's really refreshing. So, yeah.
When you started it, did you actually think you could do it? Or was it one of these things that you thought maybe, well, I'll give it a go and see how it starts, and if I get to halfway, that's great. But did you actually think you could finish it?
I did, because I know I'm stubborn. If I put my mind on something, I'd do that. How I was going to do it, I had no idea. Whether it was going to be dragging around on a skateboard or whatever it might have been. And you know, some of that stubbornness or determination came out obviously when I had food poisoning, and it took me 2 hours to get round. But I really didn't know what to expect, and that was the real appealing side of it, because even talking to a lot of, like, Grantham Athletics have been really good, and Lincolnshire Runner, talking to them about it, was saying, this could be achievable. You know, they said six kilometres, you could do that easily, but 10 is just that stretch where what's actually going to happen to you. And so it was really appealing for that reason.
You've lost a lot of weight since I first met you.
Yeah, I've lost just over 3 stone. So I started at 17 stone 9. I was a bit more like a rugby player, and I'm now at 14.4, 14.6, and about 25-30% of that has also been muscle loss.
And you're now on the downward stretch. It's the only way from here is no more running.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll be able to stop straight away, because it's like I was saying to you a second ago, what somebody would generally consume over a month in their diet, I consume over 12 days. So to just stop would I'll just pile, you know, just bloat out really. So I need now an exit strategy of how I'm going to come out of the challenge.
And I know you're doing it to raise money, so just give that a plug.
Yeah, it's for cancer research, and I think it's been a bit slow. We're about £800. It's been a bit slow so far, but we're aiming to try and get 20,000. And we were thinking really halfway through, people were going to say, right, this is actually happening. This is a real thing that's going to happen. And people would get involved. And the research is what's going to help all the cancer-related chararities. And that's, if you can, please support it.
Right, you're going to start off running now then, David.
We'll time you.
Yeah, we'll time you, OK? If you do the same course, and we'll start the time. I'm just starting the clock now. In 3, 2, 1, off you go.
OK. Right, I'm going to run to the statue.
That's about what?
You just want to hear me out of breath again, don't you?
That's very good. Keep going. I'll tell you when to stop, all right? Keep going.